Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today, I give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for who he is in my life. Amen. Who he is, amen, in my children's life. Amen. And the saints. Praise God. Saints, amen. I spoke to you, amen, a few days back on the process. And I'm really serious about this ministry. There are too many ministers that have gone out. They started with Jesus, and they ended up doing their own agenda, and they're shipwrecking the church, the body of Christ, and we're missing out on some of the most important factors in our life in order to be developed. You must go through the process. You must be in a position whereas you are made and have literally desired to make yourself subject to the will of God. Amen. You can't enter into the kingdom of heaven if you're not completely made. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're going through. You go through it in order to be made. But at the same time, you allow God to make you, because I'm telling you, there is an eternity. And that eternity is either eternity with God, the creator of you, or with the devil. And I've looked into this situation more often than you can even imagine. And it troubles my spirit, because a lot of us, amen, although we've sinned, Jesus has cleaned us up, amen, and washed us and made us whole. But at the same time, we reverted back to that old sinful way, and not knowing that we couldn't really help ourselves, because you got an enemy out there that's doing things to influence you. He's a seducer. He's a beguiler. And he'll do anything he can to cause you to fall. And the things that you go through is actually, amen, what he has done these things to you in order for you to make a choice, amen. And he wants you to choose him. And in choosing him, you will die and go to hell. Amen. Praise. Ain't no one saved, always saved. Praise God. You can make the mistake of doing one of the greatest sins, the greatest sin in all of them, even down to what the Bible lets you know what it is, blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. So I'm telling you, saints, go through. Let God make you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to praise you. I thank you for your word this morning because, amen, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Amen. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God, what I give to the body of Christ, I also need for myself. I'm just like Paul, woe be on me, unto me, if I preach the gospel and not live it. I must live holy. I must live right. I must do the things that you have purposed in my life. Every day is orchestrated and ordained by you. It's not on my own. Amen. Praise God. So I literally yield myself to you right now in the preaching of the word. You know, there are three baptisms. And you say, well, I don't know about that. All I know is we're supposed to be baptized just like John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ. And because of that, amen, praise God, that's all I know. That's all I ever been taught. Amen. That's all I've heard throughout my generation, amen, from my fathers and forefathers, amen. They passed it on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we go on and we are destroyed because Jesus, Father God said in his word, my people perish for lack of knowledge. There are stages in our development in order for us to be born again. Amen. We are process for salvation, and this takes on many applications in order to make it home. Jesus just did not die for our sins, amen, but he went through the process of being baptized at the Jordan River by John the Baptist, amen. This was water baptism. The Catholic priests sprinkle water on you, praise God, and they call that baptism. Most Protestants use the process of causing us to emerge in water, but Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, amen, and the water washed away, amen, symbolically his sins. When there is a baptism in the water, amen, we most times have a pool that's in the church, and what that pool does is the water literally stays in the pool, amen, praise God, and the baptismal. And then as we're being baptized, the water does not run out. Well, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, and the water was there to wash away the sins, like John the Baptist, amen, and all of the other people that were baptized. And it took it downstream. It took it away from you. But when we are in the baptismal, amen, in the churches, amen, and we go and we try to baptize, one of the things that happened, it doesn't get the job done like it's supposed to. I'm going to put it like that. The first baptism, amen, praise God, that we are to go through is the water baptism. And then the baptism of the Holy Spirit spoken about in Acts, amen, praise God. Jesus spoke about it when he told the disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until you be endowed with power from on high, amen. And that was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then the baptism of death, nobody speaks about that. And if they do, they speak very little about it because they don't know anything about it. Amen. But the water baptism, when John the Baptist, amen, praise God, baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, one of the things that happened was that water washed away the sins, amen, the sinful natures, amen, that most people have, amen, praise God. The Bible said Jesus bore our sins, took them on the cross, amen. But the Bible let us know that, amen, praise God, this water baptism was for purification and cleansing away. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. What is baptism? By the Holman Concise Bible Dictionary, it said baptism is the immersion or dipping of a believer into water, symbolizing the complete renewal and change in the believer's life and testifying to the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the way of salvation. It derived from the Greek word baptisma, the idea of a ceremony, washing, or cleansing appear repeatedly in the Mosaic laws of purification, Exodus 29:4, 17:30, 17:21, 40, verses 12, amen, and also chapter, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, verse 30, amen, and then the Leviticus, amen, 1 and 9, 13, 6 and 27, 9 and 14, 11, and 25, 14 and 8, these are all chapters and verses. 9:47, and then 15:15 through 27, and then Numbers 8:7 through 21, amen, 31, amen, verses 23 through 24, and Deuteronomy 21, verse 6, 23 and 11. John the Baptist baptized Jesus in water as to show an example that all must be baptized for the remission of sin. Amen. When we baptize, we go into a liquid grave, people say, and then we come up saved. Amen. Our sins are washed away. Although Jesus wasn't a sinner, he took on our sin. So he baptized. He was literally baptized for us, showing that everyone that belongs to God must be purified by water. Then John clearly states that Jesus will come and baptize us in the Holy Ghost and fire. And again, at Jesus' death, he went to the last baptism of death. Luke 12:59, Matthew 20:22, amen, and Mark 10:32. Baptism, on the other hand, is the objective manifestation of the believer's agreement into the relationship with God. We now have a renewed life, a life, amen, that's made new in Christ. The old man dies along with its conscience, its mind, its soul, and its heart. The mind is renewed, amen. The flesh goes through a renewal, and the spirit, amen, takes on a renewal. Amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 7, verses 1. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. We must go through all three baptisms, praise God, in order to make it, amen, into God. We have those three baptisms. The one that I'm speaking about, amen, praise God, are clearly noted in the Bible, and you can do research. I've given you some scriptures. But water baptism, the washing away of the flesh, Psalms say, amen, the dying, amen. But God said it is the washing away of the sins that lies within us, amen, within the inward man. 2 Corinthians 7, 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Amen. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The spirit man was defiled when Adam and Eve sinned. Amen. When they fell, amen, the spirit man took on the lower nature. Amen. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is in Acts 1, amen, 4 through 8. And being assembled together with them, commanding them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Amen. Praise God. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. Amen. You don't get power until you go in the second baptism, which is being baptized with the Holy Spirit. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. This baptism is a spiritual connection with God. Amen. The first baptism is water baptism for the cleansing away, the washing away of our sins. The second baptism, amen, is a spiritual connection, a baptism with, amen, God, amen, and it's brought on by the Holy Spirit. After John baptized Jesus, then the Bible say a dove lit upon Jesus, amen. That same dove that lit upon Jesus is the Holy Spirit, and he's the one that carries out in this dispensation all the works of God. The Bible say in the beginning of creation that the Holy Spirit moved across the waters. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit did this and he did that. The Holy Spirit is the worker that works the supernatural. Amen. And manifests God's glory. Amen. In the natural. The Holy Spirit connection purifies our conscience from dead works and giving us an authority over our enemy by the spirit that has been rejuvenated and revived, Titus 3 and 5, not by works of righteousness which was done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Then in Matthew 19 and 28, and Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes. Amen. Praise God. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, amen, causes the inner man to be revived. Amen. Praise God. We were dead. Amen. We were literally killed out, amen, almost by Satan. But Jesus came and revived us by allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and do that baptism. And then the last baptism is the baptism of death, John 19, 32 to 34. the Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that the Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might take, literally, amen, take away Jesus and those two malefactors' life by breaking their legs, and that they would literally do this thing. Then came the soldiers and break the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. The Bible has said not one bone on Jesus would be broken. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Jesus baptized us with his water and made an atonement for our souls, amen, with his blood. Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death. We must go through this death baptism, saints. You better stay connected to God, because I'm telling you, everything that I'm giving you, I'm giving it to you while I yet live, because I don't know the day nor the hour that God is going to take me home. But at the same time, I'm crying out to you and telling you to search your scriptures, know what you're doing, and accept what God has for your life. It's not all time a car, a bling bling, a this or that, but it's the process of being made so that you can enter into eternal life. Amen. What would you gain if you gained the whole world and lose your soul? Amen. Jesus speaks about that. I seen this pastor, amen, and he was on the YouTube, amen, and he was doing some kind of, they call it a crunk or something like that, and he was just all up there wiggling and shaking his body, and the people were just, oh my God, they was just going along with him, and they was moving. Then another man walked up close to him, and they was doing the dance too, and then he said some kind of statement, and this is what we're going to be doing. You can't do none of that if you don't have all three baptisms. If you don't have God in your life to the fullest, amen, praise God, you ain't going nowhere, but you going to hell. Amen, praise God. And I wouldn't want to be there, because I'm telling you, this is a sorry situation that Satan has put us in. Ain't no preaching going to be in hell. Ain't no crunk going to be in hell. Ain't no dancing going to be in hell. Ain't none of that going to be in hell. Amen, but misery and sorrow, fire, heat, amen, praise God, and all of that. So therefore ye are buried with him by baptism unto death. Amen. There's a baptism unto death. The water baptism, the Holy Spirit baptism, this is a dispensation of the Holy Spirit right now. You better let him teach you. You better let him work this thing out. Amen. What your pastor ain't giving you, you better get down in that word and understand it for yourself. Amen. Praise God, because the pastor can only give you so much. Amen. If they're not attentive to the will of God. Amen. But when you sow, amen, into the word is going to produce. Amen. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. There's a newness of life through the baptism, amen, of death. Colossians 2:12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who had raised him from the dead. Corinthians 15:29. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Why are they then baptized of the dead? 1 Peter 3:21, the like figure whereunto every baptism do it also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. You're going to have a good conscience toward God, because God knows your heart. Amen. He knows if you love him and if you don't. I'm telling you, you can't play. You can't fake it into heaven. Amen. Praise God. You got to come in at the door like that church song said, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. These passages of scripture show that Jesus was baptized in his death, before he went to heaven to meet the Father. He also baptized us through his death. All of us have a death baptism to experience. Amen. That's why we go through the process of being made, suffering, I mean cross-bearing. Amen. All of these things don't feel good to the body. It hurts the body. It hurts us. We grieve. Amen. We grieve over so many unhappy experiences, not being able to pay your rent, seeing your husband go out there and commit adultery, and he's an apostle or a bishop. Amen. Praise God. Prophet. Amen. Seeing your wife, amen, lay with another man, knowing that, amen, she was betrothed to you. Seeing your children being molested while you out there preaching the gospel. Seeing, amen, the boss on the job propositioning you, and because you would not accept him, amen, he goes on to fire you. God told Moses. God told Moses, amen, praise God, when he, amen, went across the Red Sea, amen, praise God, and a mixed multitude, amen, amen, he let them know that in order for them to follow him, they had to clean their act up, and in order for them to clean their act up, they couldn't be baptized in the Red Sea, because they had to cross over to the other side, amen, the mixed multitude, amen, was baptized when they, amen, crossed the Red Sea. That glory cloud that followed them sent down rain. The rain was a washing away, a purification. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Their physical bodies, amen, praise God, of the old man, amen, that was left in Egypt. That old man had to stay in Egypt in order, amen, praise God, so that they can forget about the customs of Egypt, amen, and take on the new man, which was, amen, praise God, the renewing of the spirit. During the time of their departure, he did a supernatural intervention. The clouds sprinkled rain, water on them. This was the water that came from Jesus' body in order to purify them by way, amen, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus, of purging away the old man. Remember I told you that John the Baptist did the first recorded baptism in the New Testament of the remission of their sins, Mark 1 and 1 through 11, amen. The land was, amen, praise God, in all actuality, muddy at the Red Sea. So God had to send forth the cloud, and the cloud was the water baptism. That was the first baptism ever given, amen, and it was given in the, amen, Old Testament. Baptism has always been a part of our makeup, amen. Go through being made, but allow God to take you through all three stages of baptism. Amen. He told Matthew, amen, in Matthew 28, say you must literally, amen, go through the process of, amen, praise God, what God had spoken. Amen. And this verse say, amen. And Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, though I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. We, amen, are baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. But we have to go through a process also, amen, as the water baptism, amen, as the Holy Ghost baptism, amen, amen, and then the death baptism, amen. And also we have to be immersed, amen, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We got to have to take up all three because all three are one. Praise God. Have a wonderful day. Christ is the only way that we can make it in. We got to be baptized like Jesus was baptized. Amen.